Now, this week it is Men's Health Week, and we thought we'd cover a men's health issue that perhaps isn't talked about quite as often: male breast cancer. Breast cancer does have a bit of a reputation for being a women's disease. One in eight Australian women, of course, will be diagnosed before the age of 85. But in 2017, it was estimated that 144 cases of breast cancer that was diagnosed was in men. To tell us a little bit more about breast cancer in men, we've got Professor John Boyages on the line, oncologist from Macquarie University Hospital and author of Male Breast Cancer, Taking Control. John, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tess.
So is there much of a difference between how breast cancer, I guess, presents itself and works in men and women?
Look, the main difference, perhaps, is that men often are not aware about a lump in their breast could be breast cancer. And often there's embarrassment to go and have a checkup. But usually in men, it presents as a lump or some discharge from the nipple, which could be either blood or clear fluid. And whereas women, of course, have mammography and early detection and so on.
And so what are some of the risk factors in men for developing breast cancer?
One of the main risk factors is just getting older. It's usually from an age of around 70 and above, but can occur in younger men. We think a lot of it is genetic, and about maybe one in six men have a genetic syndrome, what we call the breast cancer 2 gene abnormality, a mutation in the breast cancer 2 gene. There may be hormonal reasons, perhaps due to liver failure. There may be more estrogen in the man's body because of that, or because of people... men who take exogenous estrogen or external estrogen, and lifestyle is thought to be perhaps one of the main risk factors, obesity, drinking too much, and there's some rare occupational causes as well.
And so with women in extreme cases, you can remove the entire breast. How do we go about treating male breast cancer?
It's very similar, in fact. We, of course, assess the situation, examine the patient and see if it has spread anywhere. Incidentally, when you feel most lumps in men are not breast cancer, they're, you know, what we call man boobs, and they're just fatty. And they feel like the side of your cheek, soft. Whereas a lump in the breast feels like perhaps the tip of your nose or your knuckle. It's when it's cancer, it's harder. So... the first step is to work out how far it's gone, do some testing. You can do mammograms in men. And, of course, men do find this embarrassing at times because we have a health system that's more, for breast work, more attuned to women, of course. But then you can have a mastectomy in a man. There's been studies of lumpectomy and radiation and sparing the nipple as well. And then we do a sample of the lymph nodes and then decide whether the man needs other treatments such as hormonal treatment. Such as tamoxifen or chemotherapy.
And you did mention that embarrassment can be an issue for some men. It is very much widely seen as a disease that pretty much only affects women. What sort of impact can being diagnosed have on a man's self-esteem and mentality?
Well, it is a lot of studies, and in the Breast Cancer Network Australia booklet, Men Get Breast Cancer Too, my book, Male Breast Cancer Taking Control, we talk about that. It's almost like a woman's disease, and it's almost like, how can I have a woman's disease? Am I really male? Can go through someone's head. Men in general don't like going to the doctors, and that causes delays. And we have a health system that sometimes can be overprotective. It might say, oh, look, you're a man, we'll hide you in the corner in the breast clinic and so on. And that just reinforces this sort of feeling that the men get that they're not quite normal. It can be quite confronting and very important for the doctor, the GP, psychologist perhaps, and to talk about it and unpack that.
And so what kinds of preventative behaviours can those at risk be practising? I mean, is it the same situation as women where you sort of have the check that you do in the circle?
Well, pretty well. Very easy. There's obviously very little breast tissue in a man. It usually presents as a lump towards the nipple area, towards the areola, which is the dark section around the nipple. But we have to remember that the incidence is very, very, very low. So about three men are diagnosed with breast cancer every week compared to about 340 women every week in 2017. So I don't want your listeners to feel panicked about this, but if there's a lump, the important thing is to get it checked out, because I have seen many cases that there's been delays in diagnosis from the patient side, but also from the doctor side. The doctor might say, oh, look, that's just a fatty lump, don't worry about it. But if the lump is firm, it's not going away, then the patient needs to have a quick ultrasound is the best way to figure out what's going on. Is it just fatty? Is it a cyst? Is it a lump? And it could be cancer. Most of the time, it's not cancer. It's something else. It could be an abscess or a cyst. It could be bruising. But the important thing is to get it checked out. And if you're not sure, get a second opinion.
John, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tess.
That was Professor John Boyarges, oncologist from Macquarie University Hospital and author of Male Breast Cancer, Taking Control, letting us know about some of the struggles of men with breast cancer, a disease that is pretty universally just accepted as a disease that only affects women, but that isn't in fact the case.